All right. We're continuing the path to the draft here with CU Buff safety Afolabi Laguda. Afolabi, what was practice like today for you?
Practice was fun, man. I just had a good time flying around, getting to know guys from all over the country, just competing, being a football player. So it was nothing better than that. We're doing it in sunny Florida, so
yeah,
snowy Colorado. So it was definitely a good time to come out here and run around.
Yeah.
Just let loose a little bit.
Now, what does this game mean to you?
This game is just showing the scouts, showing the NFL my abilities, my range, what I can do. I can come in the box. I'm versatile, you know. I don't have to fit to any scheme. I can just play and plug and play whatever scheme you need me to do, whatever you need me to do on special teams. I'm just trying to show I'm versatile and I'm ready to be a pro. Mm-hmm.
Now, are there any areas that you feel like you need to improve in?
Definitely. Just getting better with my fundamentals, my regular everyday drills, just that make me a better DB, like transitions, working out of my break, accelerating, dropping my weight, just little things that transition to getting picks and PBUs in practice.
Mm-hmm. Yes, now, have you learned anything from these coaches here that you hadn't heard before?
Yes, sir. We're learning like true NFL cover three, so buzz, you know, learning different techniques like V technique, you know, when you drop at a sharp angle 45 and then you buzz down to the flat. You know, we're learning to work off the quarterback's eyes, like quarterback bringing you up, and we're just learning, you know, how to be a pro, how to play in the NFL scheme. You know, not missing tackles is unacceptable. You know, just little things that you've been hearing all your life, but now you get harped on them because they, you know, you're trying to get paid to do it.
Okay. So when you're on the field, do you talk noise to your players? Or are you more of a quiet player and let your plays kind of speak for
yourself? I try to be a field general out there, you know, just playing that deep safety, that center field safety. You know, you're the last line of defense, so you see a little bit of everything as you get to scan the field, as is everybody else is more closer to the box or on the line of scrimmage. So, you know, I just try to be a field general, let my players know what I see, let them know what to expect, let them know the down and distance so we can just play faster football.
Okay. Now, what do you think the impact that your coaches, just say the high school coaches and also your college coaches, what kind of impact did they have on you to get you to this point?
Yes, sir. My mentor, William Lee, he definitely had a huge impact on me in high school, just working me, you know what I'm saying, making sure I chased my dream, just making sure I had a place to work out, lift weights, you know, had a facility to work on my craft. In college, I had a great coach of Mike McIntyre, Joe Tompkins, Charles Clark, and Shadon Brown. They all worked with us in the secondary, made us be pros, you know. Our head coach came from the pros, so he taught us how to be a professional football player in college. So the transition wasn't really hard for me. And then right now I'm working with Ryan Clark, a former NFL veteran, and he's just teaching me how to be a pro. So I'm being groomed and blossomed, so in April when I hear my name called, I'm ready to go.
Okay. Now, where will you be working out? Are you going to be in Colorado someplace?
I'm in Baton Rouge right now, Louisiana, okay. At Traction Performance, and I'm just working out, getting better, preparing for the draft.
Okay. Hey, well, all Colorado fans are wishing the best for you.
Yes,
hope you have a great game and great career in the NFL. Wish you the best of luck.